See anyone around this morning?
Only dinghies, the crane boat yonder, and a few tankers on the horizon.
He's been in the sea a few days. Gone quillic. Swollen like a frog, I mean. Skin's loosening on his foot and face.
So, you don't recognise him?
Nah. His mum would have a hard job too.
I know the type, though, as he's probably spent his life at sea on trawlers.
Dave was giving Barnacle a better chance of scrambling onto the rocks by letting the inflatable drift sideways. He jumped, landing nimbly and gripping hold as a wave splashed over him. Gulls held station overhead, wings motionless as they rode the wind, yellow bayonet beaks ready to stab. Seeking with beady eyes, they mewed piteously. Dave threw a rope to Barnacle, who made fast to an outcrop. Two pairs of hands were needed to release the victim, so Neil steadied himself on the gunwale of the inflatable, leaping when it was at the crest of a wave. Barnacle offered a supportive arm as he slipped on a green mattress of bladder-wrack seaweed. The jagged rock gnawed on the heel of his hand, and seaweed bladders popped under his weight, releasing a strong odour of iodine. Neil followed the young lifeboat man, who scuttled sideways like a crab, keeping low. The dead man's scalp was gashed, held in a pincer grip by a gully, the skin of his face grazed raw by hitting the rocks. The wounds to his throat had jagged edges, which could indicate an accident, perhaps the boom of a sail or a fishing net swinging unexpectedly, its metal hardware tearing through flesh. Char and Dave were waiting opposite. The lifeboat captain had looped a precautionary rope around the victim's bare ankle. Neil took a couple of photographs of the body in situ, while Char did the same, framing his shots to include the lighthouse. Hissing bubbles rose from waves hitting the rocks, and there was no way to avoid getting a face full of seawater as Neil and Barnacle bent to tug the dead man free.